Hello, and welcome to the Botanical Beauty Podcast, where the focus is natural skincare and the lifestyle practices to achieve and maintain a healthy, radiant skin naturally. I'm Deja Batiste, your host, skincare aficionado, your botanical beauty artisan, and skincare coach. I am a soap maker and the author of Soap Making It Yourself, available on Amazon. Thanks for tuning in. Please join me here weekly with my featured guests to expand your overall skincare knowledge, improve and maintain good skin health, discover DIY solutions to achieve a healthy, radiant complexion naturally. If you've ever suffered any unpleasant skin conditions, from mild acne to more severe ones like eczema or psoriasis, as I once did, to those common dry or itchy skin bouts that we all may get occasionally, then this podcast is for you. So please subscribe. For 3 decades, I suffered severe, often debilitating bouts of eczema and psoriasis until I finally found relief with simple lifestyle changes using natural botanical solutions. And you can too. The Botanical Beauty Podcast is here to enlighten and empower you to take charge and craft your own personal skincare regimens to achieve your skincare goals. Today, I'm going to be sharing my journey into the natural skincare arena. I like to share my story as a living testament to the life-changing benefits of a more natural-based skincare practice. A family history of sensitive skin problems, including eczema and psoriasis, that I could not escape, led me to soap making. My first unforgettable experience happened when I was in the 4th grade, the same year I got glasses. I had to be picked up early from school because I had developed a severe rash and could not stop itching and scratching. I was miserable. At the doctor's office, we were told that I had probably developed an allergic reaction to the laundry detergent. So naturally, my mom changed laundry detergents, and me and my skin were fine for many years to come. But then, years later, in my 20s, while living in Germany, where the weather and the water was a bit harsher on my skin, I began to have frequent bouts of uncontrollable itching again. The only thing that helped was over-the-counter medication Benadryl, because I went to the doctor and that's pretty much what they suggested in explaining that the water and the weather was probably causing me to have this kind of reaction. But I kept using the Benadryl, never left home without it. And it would be almost another 10 years before that Benadryl remedy ceased to work. Finally, at age 35, with my rash and itching spells nearly constant and being in sheer misery, I visited a dermatologist. That's when I was officially diagnosed with eczema and psoriasis. I was experiencing allergic reactions to commercial soap and many other bath and body products. I was given a prescription for anxiety medication, which was very much needed at the time, and instructed to use unscented shaving cream for bathing instead of soap. That's it. No soap. Let me just say that bathing regimen did not last long. In fact, it was, you could say, the last straw, because I love bathing. It's always been my favorite way to relax and escape from a hectic day. It was then that I decided to take charge of my own skincare. I began researching and learning everything I could about skincare and skincare products. After some research and a lot of experimentation, I learned that many of the sulfates or many of the synthetic ingredients in skincare products were causing the major problems for me and my skin. Synthetic sulfates or detergents, alcohol, and fragrances are among the most common ingredients in commercial skincare products, and they're also among the most common irritants. I also learned that the difference between handmade and commercial-made soaps or beauty bars were pretty significant, because commercially made soaps were mostly synthetic detergents containing SLS or sodium lauryl sulfate. It is a detergent, and it's used in a lot of bath products. It seems capitalism seeped into soap making long ago, when commercial soap makers began removing a major moisturizing ingredient from their soap, and that was glycerin. Why? Because they could sell it as a byproduct to other industries or sell it as a premium bar soap. They were able to increase profits, but it was at the expense of our skin health and some missing quality ingredients. So, I thought that if I could make my own soap using only wholesome, simple ingredients, then maybe I wouldn't be stuck using unscented shaving cream. And turns out I was right. To my surprise, while surfing the internet, and that was when we had the dial-up, and I stumbled upon a hot processed soap recipe. I tried it. The results were not that great, but they were satisfactory enough to keep me experimenting and launching my never-ending quest to make my own natural skincare products. This was a powerfully intoxicating idea, and to my astonishment, I became so good that I was able to parlay my new skills into a small cottage industry that made a one-time appearance on a major shopping channel, but that's a story for another day. So over a couple of decades of reading and researching and experimenting, I realized I had acquired quite a wealth of knowledge about skincare and botanicals and essential oils. And I also had a lot of people asking my advice about skincare issues. So I thought I would share this with a larger audience. Because although I do make and sell my own natural skincare line, my true love and passion is in teaching and sharing my knowledge and skills with others. By teaching soap making classes and providing other DIY recipes and tips for creating your own beauty treatments at home. You set goals for many things in life. Why not set some skincare goals to get your skin in a more healthy state, not just for how it will look and feel, which it will feel great and look great, but also for how it can improve your quality of life and overall health. If you want to improve your skin and have some questions about how to get started, keep listening. And you can also email me at info@dbatisse.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at dbatisse, that's dbatisse.com, with questions about skincare. And I may read your question on the air, but I will definitely respond with some helpful tips, resources for you that will be helpful. So if you want to start where I did, diving in with soap making, I'd be happy to help you with that. I wrote a book. It's available on Amazon. The title is Soap, Making It Yourself. It's also available in the Kindle version. I share a bit of my journey into soap making. I also give you a little brief history of the soap making industry, and I give you three different types of soap making methods with recipes and pictures. If you'd like to purchase that book, head on over to Amazon and get that. It's Soap Making It Yourself by Dee Batiste. And if you purchase it, you have questions, you're stumped, you need a little encouragement, email me at info@deebatiste.com and I'd be happy to help you, walk you through some things. And I also offer classes, virtual classes via Zoom on soap making on my website. And you can visit me there or email me and inquire about a personal class or a group class over at deebatiste.com. Remember, our skin is our body's largest organ, the covering and first line of defense and protection to our overall good health. It protects all of our organs as well as keeping them in place. So maintaining healthy skin is crucial. Botanical Beauty Pod community is here to assist. Good skincare is good self-care. Take care of yourself. Take care of your skin. And remember, natural beauty starts within. So please subscribe.